Good copper. Okay, I would love to play that whole thing, but that's one of our so we got a new bump. You know what that was, Copper? By the way, do you know what that actually was?
No, I do not.
That was. There it goes. There it goes. Play it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Thank you very much. That's Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. Just so you know.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, thank you to Copper and Birdman who have put together new bumps so we can just spice up the show and throw some new music in there once in a while. But yes, that was the intro to Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. Hey, I got a caller who held on during the break. Let me just grab that real quick. Scott from Huntsville, appreciate you hanging on. Scott, how you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to call in. I was kind of... I knew Mike, and I flew with him from 91 to 93 up until Somalia. I ended up getting hurt in an accident that I didn't participate. I did fly with Mike for about 100 hours, and we were in the same flight platoon. He's a great guy, and he really is. When I heard that he was running, I was excited, and I still am. As far as his ability of being able to debate on the stage,
yeah,
there's no doubt in my mind at all. The stresses that were placed upon those individuals being in the position he was in the regiment back in the day, I mean... The guy can handle stress. I don't know. Do you have anything for me, or do you want to ask anything, ramble on at length?
No, I mean, and that's fine, and I don't mind an advocate calling in once in a while. Absolutely, and first of all, Scott, thanks for your service. So I assume your airframe then was your airframe. Were you flying Blackhawks yourself too, or what?
Yeah, I was a crew chief, and.
Okay.
You know, my job was more or less to make sure the aircraft was maintained and flew with the aircraft.
Well, then you're the one that kept the unit running.
The couple of things I will say, as far as the level of stress that being put upon in operational situations, but not only the planning phases, when you're working, and I think you probably understand this well, when you're working with a joint group and it can contain international, and then you have multiple services, joint services, and Navy, Air Force assets, so on and so forth, and you're planning a precision execution, time on target plus or minus 30 seconds. And it doesn't matter if you're flying 20 miles away from the objective or 200, you're going to be there on time. But nonetheless, you know, the Mike Durant that I knew, fantastic guy. You looked at the flight schedule and you were happy because you just knew that you were, you know, great hands.
And Scott, that's kind of where I've been saying too. Let me jump in there real quick, Scott. So the thing that I think that needs to be considered is that's the image that Mike has been projecting, you know, and I just know him somewhat. I don't know him, you know, deeply or intimately. I haven't served with him like you have, but I will say this, the image that he has presented in his campaign is exactly what you just described. That's why I think it sort of hurts him if he doesn't get up on stage, because people are saying, well, if you can handle stress, why don't you just get up there and handle stress? And I think that's one of the questions that's being raised right now.
Yeah, I'm unaware whether or not he's going to participate. You know, I overhear Dale Jackson in the morning, you know, when I'm getting ready for work, and I'm not really sure of the status of what he's going to do. But I will say this, and this is not it's not meant to butter up. When somebody meets you and they say, thank you for your service, it matters. But when I can say about somebody that I worked with who is a warrior, a warrior is a different, it's a different breed of people or a person. Mike was really somebody that, I don't know, you were on board if he was on the team that you were flying with, or if he had any management and the construction of that plan. He was a great guy. You know, the thing about it is that presentations and the talking points seem to, they irritate me because they don't know the man. And I knew him a little bit a long time ago, but people do change, but typically they become more polished. And anybody can be, two fractured femurs, I believe, and taken out of an aircraft, defend yourself, and be watching your aircrew around you, things happened. And yeah. Then getting thrown into a captive situation and having a AK come under your door and hit you in the leg and then have a video camera shove in your face, that's some stress.
And that's absolutely some stress. And Scott, I gotta wind it up with you, brother, but I think we hear what you're saying. You know the person, you believe in who the person is, and you believe that he is endured and also presented that he can handle stress. I think the rest of the world wants to get to know the candidate as well as you do. Maybe they won't ever because they're not going to fly with him per se, but they want to see the guy beyond the canned commercials. They want to see if he is everything that he appears to be, and they want to get rid of some of the notions that are being thrown out there. And so the only way to do that is to get up in front of people and go side by side with your opposition. Scott, appreciate the call, man. And by the way, thank you for your service. Appreciate you being a Night Stalker, and thanks for the things that you've done. All right, listen, that's testimony right there. And I know that there are people who know Katie Britt and who know, Mo Brooks equally as well. I don't mind hearing from an advocate who knows them personally. I mean, it's one thing to have a short comment or two from someone who says, that's my candidate, I like what they stand for. It's interesting when you find somebody who has spent deep amounts of time with the person. That being said, you guys, we got some time left. You want to call in? Tell me what you think. 866-494-9866. Could Kay Ivey get on the stage and hold her own right now, today, if she had to, get on the stage with Lindy Blanchard and with Tim James and with Dean Odell and with Lou Burdett? Lou Burdett was on my show yesterday. Very enigmatic, very animated, very direct, and has the ability to craft his words carefully. I saw the same in Tim James. Lindy Blanchard was on Tuesday, did a great job. So how do you feel about Kay Ivey being able to stand up next to them? Could she do it, in your opinion? Same true for Mike Durant. You just heard Scott from Huntsville talk about his time served with Durant. Believes that he could. I have no reason to believe he couldn't either. In fact, I believe he probably could. But the reality is people are questioning if that's his persona, then why won't he do it? And it's because they're in do-no-harm mode, but he's listening to his consultants who are telling him, do no harm, do no harm. Maybe the harm is in not doing it. So I'd love to hear your opinions, 866-494-9866. And yeah, we've got a little more ground to cover left in the show, so if you want to cover down on that, I'd love to hear you. Hey, by the way, tomorrow Mo Brooks will be on the show, so you're going to want to hear that. And we expect that to be a good conversation. He came out today, I think it was, a story on Yellowhammer saying that he proposes to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. there's a lot of people wouldn't mind seeing that one gone. Sure won't happen on his own. It's going to take a Republican-conservative majority, and he intends to try and be that guy. So we'll see what he has to say to it. He'll be on the show tomorrow. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. Let's do that right now while I got a moment. It's a perfect segue. We'll do that. We'll come back in a minute. Crank that up. That's my new bump. That's a little Boston. Don't look back. Love it. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.